Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 11. Svayambhuva Manu advises Dhruva Maharaj. Text 12. Sa Bam Harer Anu Dhyatas Tat Pungsam api sammatah katam tva avadyam avadyam krutavan anushikshan satam vratam Satvam hare anudhyatas tat pungsam api sammata katam tvavadyam kritavan anushikshan satam vratam. Satvam hare anudhyatas tat pungsam api sammata katam tvavadyam kritavan anushikshan satam vratam. Satvam hareranudhyatas tatpungsam api sammatah katam tvavadyam kritavan anushikshan satam vratam.
Svatvam hare anudhyatas tattvam sam api sammatah katham tam avatyam kritvan anushiksha satam vratam.
Word for word equivalents.
Sa
that person
tvam you
hare
hare
by the supreme lord
anudhyata
Being always remembered.
Tat.
His.
Pungsam.
By the devotees.
Api.
Also.
Sammata.
Esteemed.
Katham.
Why?
Tu.
Then.
Avadyam.
Abominable act. Kritvan.
You have undertaken.
Anushikshan.
Setting the example.
Satam.
Of saintly persons.
Vratam.
A vow.
Translation: because you are a pure devotee of the Lord, the Lord is always thinking of you, and you are always recognized by all his confidential devotees. Your life is meant for exemplary behavior. I'm therefore surprised. Why have you undertaken such an abominable task? Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Dhruva Maharaj was a pure devotee and was accustomed to always thinking of the Lord. Reciprocally, the Lord always thinks of those pure devotees who think of Him only, 24 hours a day. As a pure devotee does not know anything beyond the Lord, so the Lord does not know anything beyond His pure devotee. Svayambhuva Manu pointed out this fact to Dhruva Maharaj. Not only are you a pure devotee, but you are recognized by all pure devotees of the Lord. You should always act in such an exemplary way that others may learn from you. Under the circumstances, it is surprising that you have killed so many faultless yakshas. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Hapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kada mahyam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta parakamalam shri guru vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam Sadvitam Savadhutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantitam Cha Hey Krishna Kuruna Sindha Hina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Durukhyashcha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Satvam Harir Anudhyatas Tatpungsam api sammatah katam tvalvadyam kritavan anushikshan satam pratam. Translation repeated, because you are a pure devotee of the Lord is always thinking of you. And you are also recognized by all his confidential devotees. Your life is meant for exemplary behavior. I am therefore surprised. Why have you undertaken such an abominable task? Hare Krishna. The first point in the purport Srila Prabhupada makes is to discuss how the Lord reciprocates with the devotee. One of Krishna's name is Bhaktavatsal, because he is the surrendered servant of his pure devotee. Krishna himself expresses this point in Bhagavad Gita by saying that for those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. He also says that I preserve what they have and carry what they lack. This is Krishna in his role of giving to the devotee. We often focus on how Krishna wants everything from us. But Krishna also wants to give. It's a loving exchange. The example in Chaitanya Charitamrita of Lord Chaitanya with the South Indian Brahmana is a beautiful example of this. The Brahmana was actually unable to read. He was sitting in the town square holding the Bhagavad Gita and attempting to recite all the verses. But because he was illiterate, people would walk by and mock and make fun of him, saying things like, oh, you're such a learned scholar. And in this way, they were insulting this Brahmin. But he was completely indifferent to them. However, Lord Chaitanya came and approached him, came down to next to him, and said, my dear Brahmana, I can see that you appear to be illiterate, and yet you're reading Bhagavad Gita. Why? The Brahmana said that because I can tell that you are not here to insult me, I'll answer. My spiritual master has instructed me to read 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita every day. But I can't read, so I just try. I can't pronounce the shlokas properly, but I follow the instruction of my spiritual master anyway. Lord Chaitanya said, I understand that. But you're crying also. Why are you crying? The Brahmana said, when I read these verses, the vision, the picture, I'm able to picture Lord Krishna driving Arjuna's chariot. And this quality of Krishna as Bhaktivatsala, the servant of his own servant, moves me to tears. Lord Chaitanya then embraced the Brahmana and said, you're the real scholar of Bhagavad Gita. This endearing quality of Krishna as Bhaktivatsala is relished by Lord Chaitanya. It's natural because Lord Chaitanya himself wanted to be the servant of the servants of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya is the extreme example of Bhaktivatsala. Krishna serves his devotees, but he brought it to a new level by taking the mood and complexion of Srimati Radharani, who is the ultimate devotee. So one could be confused initially at hearing this, because of thinking, well, a devotee just serves Krishna. So what does that have to do with Bhaktivatsala? It's Krishna serving himself. But there's a misunderstanding in this point, because a devotee doesn't just serve Krishna, a devotee serves the servants of Krishna. Gopi Pradur Padakamalur Dasa Dasa Das. Chaitanya said that is our real identity. I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Shudra. I'm the devoted servant of the servant of the servant, of the maintainer of the gopis. So in that way, Lord Chaitanya is the ultimate example of Bhaktivatsala. And soon will be Lord Nityananda's appearance day, so he is even more ultimate example. Krishna, in this verse, Swayambhu Manu is giving us a glimpse into the mind of the Lord. That the Lord is always thinking of Dhruva Maharaj. The Lord is always thinking of the pure devotee. Krishna knows everything. And yet, since he has unlimited subject matter for contemplation and meditation, in fact, in Krishna book, it's explained, after Krishna moved into the palace in Dwarka, he would rise early in the morning at the sound of the cock's crow. He would get out of bed, do morning ablutions, touch water, and then meditate on himself. So Krishna, he could meditate on anything, on everything, and even meditates on himself. But he chooses to meditate constantly on his pure devotees. Because they are always meditating on him. Vanchita Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam Katayanta Shamam Nityam Tushyanti Cha Ramanti Cha. The thoughts of my pure devotees always dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service. They derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. The devotee is always talking about something transcendental, something spiritual. Krishna's qualities. There are two kinds of Krishna katha. This verse talks about katayantaschamam nityam. That katha is referring to the talks about Krishna. There's the Krishna Katha, which describes Krishna's Leelas, and that's Srimad Bhagavatam. And then there's Krishna Katha, which is the words that Krishna said himself. Those are both Krishna Katha, and that one is Bhagavad Gita. Both two different kinds of Krishna Katha. And the devotees have, therefore, unlimited facility to talk about Krishna and to repeat the words of Krishna. It's not limited merely to Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, but they are perfect examples. We have so many pastimes of Krishna given in literatures of the six Goswamis, especially Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And then there's other Puranas which have Krishna's instructions also, like Adi Purana. Krishna tells Arjuna that one who is says he's my devotee, he's not my devotee. But one who says he's the devotee of my devotee is my real devotee. Yeme Bhakta Jana Partha Neme. I don't remember it all. Do you remember it, Prabhuji? I think that you taught it to those twins, and they knew it.
No.
But I don't know it.
Start it
again. Yeme Bhakta Jana Partha.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yame Bhakta Pranam.
Yeah, I taught it to them and they learned it in my
head. You forgot to? Okay. I can't remember it, Prabhuji. Anyway, that's okay. The meaning, though, was there in the Adi Purana.
Yeah.
That's a very beautiful verse. So that's also Krishna Katha, the words from Krishna's lotus mouth. And we also have the pastimes of the pure devotees of the Lord and the words of the pure devotees of the Lord. So there's actually an unlimited supply of subject matter for us to meditate on. We just have to choose it. We have that free will. And what's the result? Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. If you choose wisely, then you'll know that you're making the right choice in Krishna consciousness because you'll be full of bliss and contented. We're not motivated by becoming satisfied, actually. We may be, but that's not the mood which Srila Prabhupada wanted to instill in the hearts of his followers, to be motivated by personal pleasure. However, that personal pleasure is relevant to us because it tells us that we're moving in the right direction. It's a side effect. If I'm depressed and morose, that means I'm not actually satisfying Krishna. There's something I'm doing wrong. Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam Pavitrami Damutamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam Susukam Kartamabhyayam. The practice of Krishna consciousness, being the greatest secret, the king of education, revealing who you are by direct perception. Naturally, it's Susukam. It's very blissfully performed. As a dear friend of mine used to quote to me, if it ain't bliss, it ain't bhakti. That was his summary of this point. The Lord is Atmaram, and therefore, if we meditate on him, we also become happy. And we can meditate on his pure devotee also. Therefore, these pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj are an unlimited opportunity to dive deeper into contemplation of the qualities of Dhruva Maharaj, how he is determinedly serving the Lord, and how he is following the advice of a senior devotee here, in the case of Swayambhuva Manu. They're both pure devotees, but Dhruva is submitting to the authority of his great-grandfather, Swayambhuva Manu. He could have said, "Hey, didn't you look last chapter? I met Krishna." But no. He submissively listens for an entire chapter of chastisement. We've just begun the nectarian chastisement that Swayambhuva Manu is going to give to Dhruva. But you'll see that Swayambhuva Manu is very expert in expressing the reality of the way that a Vaishnava behaves. Because not only does he criticize the misbehavior, but he glorifies Dhruva's good qualities. So that's another instructive lesson here. Not only are you a pure devotee, but you're recognized by all pure devotees of the Lord. So Swayambhu Manu could recognize Dhruva Maharaj's qualification. So as a senior devotee, sometimes from a social point of view, a senior devotee has to give some correction to a junior devotee, and the junior devotee may be following properly also, but because of time, place, and situation, there must be some correction given. And so it's the responsibility to follow in the footsteps of Swayambhu Manu's example and find the glorification that's suitable also to apply. This is the etiquette. Like to share some points?
I can ask a question.
Please.
In this verse, it is said that Swayambhu Manu is beginning to chastise the Vimalas, and he calls his action as abominable for killing so many innocent yakshas. So how do we understand that a pure devotee performing any activity? First of all, that activity is not service to Lord.
Chait Sudrachara Bhajate Mam Ananya Pak Sadvareva Samantavya Samyak Vyavasito Hisa. Even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination. Krishna says this in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. This means that a devotee who's practicing devotional service, as he's developing, there may be still some tinge of material consciousness, and therefore there may be mistakes here and there. Just as and in his purport, Prabhupada quotes Nrsimha Purana as saying that just because the moon has the mark of a rabbit on it, that doesn't mean that it interferes with its diffusion of moonlight. So the devotee is like that moon. There may be some spots, but who criticizes the moon? Oh, it has spots on it. It would be just as silly to view a devotee from the material platform. We have to move beyond the bodily conception of life to properly understand the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. Our acharyas also explained that Dhruva had offended his younger brother in the past. His younger brother wanted to sit on the lap of his father, King Uttanapada. And Dhruva, they were both small boys. Dhruva felt angry at the time when he was 5 years old. So he went to the forest. And now, his brother, same brother, Uttama, later as an adult, was killed. And Dhruva wanted to compensate for his previous anger. He was feeling guilty that I had hatred for my brother and now he's gone. So this soft-heartedness motivated Dhruva to express his appreciation for Uttama in this violent way. But Swayambhu Manu is giving him the support which is appropriate for a Vaishnava community. He's saying that Dhruva, you've crossed the line by killing innocent yakshas who weren't responsible for the death of your brother. Too much anger. In the beginning of our devotional service, we have nothing but material qualities, and our only good fortune is the association of devotees. And gradually, as a devotee becomes more advanced, he develops more and more good qualities. And a pure devotee has all the good qualities of the demigods.
So does it imply that punishment given more than required becomes an abominable activity? And if that punishment is not something that can rectify the issue that exists in the person, then again it is an abominable activity?
Punishment is meant for rectification. Therefore, in Vaishnava community, there must be correction. Punishment is also required in certain situations, but there must always, in every time, place, and situation, there must always be forgiveness at the end. A grudge is never required. Again, that's the bodily platform of life. Who can hold a grudge against spirit, soul, part, and parcel of Krishna? On that platform, friends, enemies, neutral parties are all the same. Only in the dualistic bodily platform do we create friends and enemies by the mind. Did that answer the question?
Yes.
Thank you. Very nice questions. Any other points? Chandrasekhar Prabhu, would you like to share something?
Okay.
Okay.
So now we have the whole chapter dedicated to the chastisement.
Yes, we have another.
This is just the beginning of the chapter, the beginning of this pastime.
It's the. We're on the 11th verse of the chapter. We've got another 24 verses of chastisement to come.
So I guess previous chapter.
This is the chapter Swayambhu Manu advises Dhruva Maharaj. Previously, it was the fight between Dhruva Maharaj and the Yakshas.
Yeah.
And then before that was Dhruva Maharaj returns home. After the advice that Swayambhu Manu gives, we can get a hint of what will happen by the title of the next chapter. Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Prabhupada.